This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I get all excited about the music, we're going to tell you. Joe Pacini, your host, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, a lot of stuff happening up there. We are reworking the online apps because we found some issues with them, so we're trying to fix them now as we speak. So, But you go up, there's a whole bunch happening. Look, I got a couple of T-shirts, different styles of T-shirts. One of them now, my favorite one right now, is Russia made me do it. I am so tired of hearing about, you know, Russia this, Russia that. Let's just join the party. Let's shut them up, you know, before they say anything. So if you're wearing one of these T-shirts, I'll put it up on the screen later on. But, you know, it says Russia made me do it. So that way they can't say anything to you. I sat down with Saturday morning with somebody is 180 degrees from the way I think and approach things. And like, remember I told you, we should be able to sit and discuss. But if I even brought up Trump's name, if he thought about Trump, he would turn bright red. That's how much they hate this guy. And I'm sure they don't hate, you know, Hitler, Stalin, Marx, right? I mean, any of these guys. El Duce. Seriously. So I just figured, let's just play into it. Let's make them mad because they can't talk to you about it. They don't know what side you stand on. So say, listen, since you guys blame everything on Russia, I just figured before I did something wrong, when I do something wrong, you don't even have to ask me. Just look up. Oh, Russia made you do it. Okay, I'm good. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I said to you earlier, though, isn't it interesting? Everything is Trump's fault. And I'm not just saying that in a wave. I'm saying that in the sense that you've got, let me see, Trump is now responsible for Epstein's death. Right? I mean, it doesn't matter that Billy Bob Clinton and many other big names were on that list. The only one that keeps getting mentioned is Trump. Right? I mean, everything you say or think when it comes to our relationships, you know, our relationships are bad with world leaders is Trump's fault. The economy's doing well. Well, that's because of what Obama did. Oh, the economy's doing bad. Well, it's Trump's fault. We just love this stuff. So recently, I ran across a clip that I had done a while back, and I've always said this. And Jimmy Kimmel's the one that actually does this clip. I know you'll have to deal with it because it's so perfect. And it is all in how you ask somebody a question. It's all in how you say something. So let's take a listen to these students and what they think or how they feel about, you know, Rocket Man firing off a few rockets. I think we'll get a kick out of it.
You would think that the idea that North Korea might have a hydrogen bomb would be somewhat alarming to those of us who are here on the West Coast. But we went out on the street today, and it seems like if you ask people a question in a cheerful enough manner, We Americans will offer congratulations for just about anything.
North Korea announced that they finally were able to successfully detonate a hydrogen bomb. The world is excited. People are sending their congratulations.
That's really good.
Yeah, would you like to congratulate North Korea?
Congratulations, North Korea. Finally. I mean, it's about time, you know?
Would you like to say congratulations to North Korea? Any words of encouragement?
Listen, these are your next legislators. Do you understand?
For them.
You know, I think that, you know, I think if you do believe that one day you can, dreams can come true, I think. So this, it's definitely a Disney, you know, thing to do.
Yeah, this guy just, you know, he just took a hit out of a Disney crack pipe, all right?
Would you say this is a great example of if you can dream it, you can achieve it?
For sure. If you can, if you believe you can do it, then you can achieve it.
And North Korea has done that with the hydrogen bomb.
Then that's good for them.
Yeah, you know, you just got to stick to your dreams, and, you know, anything can come true. Yeah, so, you know, we see they stuck to it.
Especially with North Korea and its hydrogen bomb.
Yeah.
Everyone's so excited for them. They're sending their congratulations. Would you like to congratulate North Korea?
Congratulations.
Come on. I mean, this is not a joke. This isn't something I've kind of pulled together to make fun. This is real stuff, people.
Congratulations. Would you like to congratulate North Korea?
Congratulations, North Korea. Awesome. Congratulations, Kim Jong-un, on everything you've done. You've done a really good job. Keep it up. Stay safe. Good work.
This is why we are in the dumpa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I had to listen to this 2 or 3 times. You know, come on. This is a joke, right? This is no. They have, as one says, they have no concept of reality. Okay? This is the culture that some of you parents raised. It's all good. You know how I always tell you? I hate that term. It's not all good. You know, North Korea firing off missiles, it's not all good. All right? I mean, really simple stuff. It's not all good. That's what it boils down to. And yet, everybody's kind of giggling and laughing about it. I'd be crying. I got a whole bunch of them. I would be crying when you hear stuff like this. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. There's just a half a minute left. Let's just play it out.
Congratulations on achieving your dream, North Korea.
Congratulations, North Korea. It was a high five.
Yeah. And, you know, I hate to say this because I know, you know, quite a few people. One of those could have been your kid. Your student, right? Come on, think about it. Yeah, I don't know what college you sent him to, but one of those could have been your child. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know something? This stuff, you know, I watched during the breaks, I'm watching news and other things going on over my shoulder. And I had forgotten to mention. I should say I forgot. I didn't want to mention. I forgot to mention, though, that if you heard both Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, who she now has gotten to the point where she couldn't find the truth. If you put it in a paper bag, labeled it truth, and stuck it in her hand, she couldn't figure it out. And I don't understand it. Makes no sense to me. So, anyway. They were talking this weekend about the Ferguson case? Right? Where the, God, I can't remember the guy. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having a moment because there's so much flashing on the screen next to me. But basically, you know, I think it was Michael Smith. They said he was killed, right? That the comp actually killed him. And the irritant here is that Obama's DOJ, you know, they called it Trump's DOJ today, right? So Obama's DOJ cleared the police officer. Cleared the cops that were involved in that. You know, and again, Kamala Harris, right, and Elizabeth Warren said that he was killed. Now, she should know better, especially Kamala Harris. She is being dishonest to win the black vote, to win the minority vote, or try to win it. I don't think she will. She is openly lying. Yeah, you heard me. She's openly lying because she wants that vote. She has been a former AG. I would hope that gives her a couple of brain cells to rub together in the world of law. It's just amazing to me. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed this. Did you notice that the Democrats, the Democratic candidates, they found God? Did you notice that? Well, they think they did, but they didn't. Right, because you had a lot of presidential candidates now talking about God, talking about religion, talking about scripture, totally yanking it out of context, grabbing one scripture and using it to run with, and I'm just rolling around laughing most of the time. I also love the fact that, again, I'm just speaking in generalities for the moment. I also love the fact that when they were in Iowa, they were in Iowa, Kamala Harris got heckled a couple of times. With one constituent yelling, you know, leave our health care alone. I love it. I think it's wonderful. Right? So you've got all this. And these, they don't know how to deal with this. They've never had to deal with people yelling back. The Democrats, you serious? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, 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 like I said, a pleasure. So much appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, Chicago had another, is it 3 or 4 deaths? Right? They had 3 or 4 deaths and 43 shootings this weekend. How's that no guns working out for you there? And by the way, where are all those people screaming about the shootings a few weeks ago? Where are they? Gone. Right? Because we're hearing all this stuff going on in states across the country, now they're going to do red flag. Well, what about Chicago? Right? Yeah, Warren and Harris both accused a police officer of murder. He was cleared. This is what they do all the time. I love this. They did the same. Think about all the people they do this with. Right? So that Ferguson cop was cleared by the DOJ, which at the time we had a black president and we had a black attorney general, Eric Holder, and they cleared him. So you can't say it was racist, because if they start calling it a racist decision, then they're calling Obama and Holder racists. I love it. Talk about painting your own self into a corner. It's wonderful. And it just never finishes. This is just great. I watch it. I'm watching it happen more and more and more. Think about AOC calling Pelosi a racist. How's she going to deal with that? And again, when you start talking about how much of a turmoil the Democrats are in, it's just amazing. They're not quite on the same not in the same lane as far as the Green Deal goes, but they're close, but they won't put each other down for some of the crazy stuff. You know, Elizabeth Warren and Harris calling the Ferguson cop a killer, a murderer for all intents and purposes. Right? I mean, they've lost their ever-loving minds. And if they really, 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 really feel, you know, the way they do about Black Lives Mattering, about the whole gun thing, then why aren't they having a million man march or rally in Chicago? Why don't they start there and then move over to Baltimore? Right? Wouldn't that be real? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, this is the most of the stories popping up on my screen are all about Epstein. And we've got such a long way to go until we get the answers we want. We all know that he was murdered. Nobody believes for a second that was suicide. Nobody. Or I should say, anybody with two... with two brain cells rubbed together, no better. Right? You know, I've screamed about this for years. How we allow the Dems to take over words. They get to decide what words mean, what they don't mean. I asked somebody the other day, I was sitting at a table with a Democrat, hardcore Dem. And he said, "Don't you think President Trump's a racist?" I said, "No." He looked at me horrified. I said, "Well, explain racist." "Well, the way CNN," I said, "Stop, no, I'm not interested in CNN. Give me a good old-fashioned meaning of racism. Tell me what racism is." He wouldn't answer. He couldn't answer the question. He's so filled up with the questions around him. I mean, with the answers around him from his team that this is what racism means today. This is what it means tomorrow. All right, he couldn't answer. The question was very simple. What does racism mean? And I said, "You know what? You don't even need a college degree. You don't even need a high school degree for this. It's simply when one race feels it's superior to the other and feels like they have to tell them what to do, how to do, and what to do. Just like your team does." Toby Senior Hall, just on the Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation, the Daily Mail reports FBI agents have been spotted on Epstein's property in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Little St. James, reportedly raiding the home and looking for evidence. This comes 2 days after his suspicious suicide. Also new, the New York Post reporting Epstein hung himself with bed sheets from a bunk bed in an area of the federal holding cell in New York City where inmates are supposed to have paper-like sheets. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr says,
"We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility.
The FBI is now conducting such an investigation." Barr says investigators will also continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein headed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Okay, everybody dance. I give it 10 seconds. Get it out of your feet. Get it off your ankles. Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. Being engaged, being involved, and I really do appreciate the time. Look, I need you to head up to the website. Oh, wait. Go ahead. Head up there. And the reason is, it's really simple, okay? We have, we got our money, our cash flow, whatever, off of social media. We have a lot of people watching and listening and being involved and being engaged. And it's not just myself. The group that we're with, and we're with a larger group, and there's a bunch of us in this group, and a lot of us have been hit because we're conservatives. And some of you are already having trouble staying on Facebook with the show, which is why, you know, I went and bought a Vimeo channel on purpose. We actually are on Roku now, too. But we're on Vimeo because once you pay the money, they can't stop you. Or won't. It's in their contract. I mean, short of you killing somebody live on the air, they won't get involved. In a couple of years we've been with them, I think they got involved one time. I showed them their contract, they released the channel, and that's been the end of it. True capitalists. So, if you're having trouble with Facebook in another place, head over to Vimeo. You won't have any issues to speak of. And I usually use Vimeo to feed the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there as well. I prefer you listen by radio. I think that's a great thing to do. We're on radios all across the country. We're up on almost 60 stations right now. Thank you. It's because of you guys that we're on that many stations. And so I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you've spent, you know, being involved, being engaged, sending me notes, sending me emails. And let the local station's owner ask them, why aren't you carrying this show? We're never vulgar. Pretty raw at times, but never vulgar. And I think that's a big deal. I think we need to be able to talk about things. We need to be able to discuss things in the open without worrying about who's going to say, who's going to pass out, who's going to clutch their pearls. I mean, your kids are talking like this. Your neighbors are talking like this. I'm not saying you get down to that level, but you got to talk to people about it. Professor at the notoriously leftist New York schools in hot water after using the N-word, but he used it in academic context, so it should be okay, right? New School professor Lori Scheck was quoted black writer James Baldwin. She said the word, according to a local news source. Scheck reports not being sure whether the university is investigating her, and she's not heard much from the school. Scheck said the N-word during a class about James Baldwin's position that the war of an artist with his society is a lover's war. Oh, God, one of those. The professor asked the class if anyone had seen the 2016 documentary film on Baldwin. I'm not your Negro. She then pointed out that the documentary used the word Negro instead of the N-word. Now, New York School Faculty Union advised the professor to adopt a conciliatory position by modifying her curriculum, having students not read potentially inflammatory passages aloud. Now, it's really funny. So the N-word, she's going to get scolded for using the N-word, right? She's going to get beat up for using the N-word. Yet there's plenty of words that they use that trigger others, right? That when they talk about conservatives, when they talk about Trump lovers or Trump supporters. Isn't that nice? That's okay. Those fly by. Professor has contacted free speech nonprofit, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. I haven't done anything wrong, Scheck said inside Higher Ed Report. So what we're trying to do here is just get things out in the open. When these things are covert, that people feel quietly intimidated. Well, that's free speech. They're taking advantage of free speech, and I don't know, maybe they're too dumb to know it. I have no idea. Right? I love these people. And then they'll claim that their free speech rights are being trampled on when they don't really care about ours at all. Not a big deal, right? And she doesn't want to be called on the carpet for using the N-word, which the rest of us would be, again, crucified for, thrown out of the school, and never be welcome back there again. Don't you think? Or am I dreaming here? Oh, I mean, the stories, a lot of these stories just get better and better and better and better and better. Oh, California, how much we love to laugh at you. Got all these problems going on in California, bridges falling apart, streets falling apart. Our education system needs work. Got a gazillion homeless people. And what are they working on in the legislature? California becomes the first state to ban discrimination against, drumroll, natural hair. Yep. Apparently, natural hair was a problem. A new law signed Wednesday by Governor Gavin Newsom makes California the first state. So gotta be good to be first at something, right? The first state to ban discrimination against black students and employees over their natural hairstyles. The authors of this new law say women with kinky and curly hair are sometimes subject to unequal treatment. They can even be viewed as inferior. You know, I have treated people with funky hair unequally, okay? Because I'm using their words, by the way, because I think it's whacked at times. I mean, if that's what you want to look like, if that's how you want to wear your hair, that's fine. You're allowed to do that. You know, you see people that half their head shaved and the other half has long hair. You look at it from one side, it looks like their head's almost bald. You look at it from the other side, looks like they have long flowing hair. I think that's whack. Looks a little weird. Could you work at my law firm? No. Is that discrimination because there's a certain way I want to put things out? All right, and if you're one of those people that have very curly, curly hair, there's a lot of them out there. It's not just black people. Right? I don't know what that has to do with anything as long as you're taking care of it and keeping it clean like anybody else would keep their hair clean. But a recent study shows that black women are 80% more likely to change their natural hair to conform to social norms or expectations at work. I worked for a lot of firms, and maybe I'm just missing this. If you got the story, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, but I've worked for a lot of big companies. I've never heard of that. I've never seen it happen. Three of those companies were located right here in California, big companies located in California. Chastity Jones is locked in a nearly 10-year battle after she said an employer took back a job offer because Jones refused to cut her hair. She said that, are those dreadlocks in your hair? And I just looked at her. I was like, these? Well, it's your hair. What the heck else would she be talking about? She said, yes. I said, yes, they are. She said, well, we can't accept that here. All right, so a couple things. The call center. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on. Right? They're wearing headsets. Can somebody explain to me how dreadlocks are natural? Let me just so I don't talk out the side of my mouth here. Last I remember, dreadlocks did not like grow out of your head. Okay? Dreadlocks comes how? Right? They're rope-like strands formed in your hair by matting or braiding hair, right? And, oh, by the way, just so you know, CNN says, if you have dreadlocks and you're white, it's cultural appropriation. You really shouldn't do it. So even hairstyles now, you know, whatever. And they've been around for a long time, right? People have come up with a number of ways to make them. There's a whole bunch of ways to make it happen. The easiest way is to simply not wash your hair and let it all get matted together. That's the easiest way. I didn't say it was the only way, so, you know, back off. But it's not a natural, your hair just doesn't grow out that way. Right? So when you say natural, if your hair is grown and it's curly and all that, that's one thing. Anyway, she goes on to complain. Well, I'll tell you more about it at the side of the break. I think you'll get a kick out of this. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Matip, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know, really, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. Just be engaged in the process. You'll get information, you know. And, again, one of you guys in the chat was talking about some issues that they're having with their computer, and it might be virus-related. You know, we've been using PC-Matic, I don't know, 3 to 5 years now. We tried all the other ones, tried Norton and McAfee, and they're not a sponsor of the show. I don't use them because they're a sponsor or whatever, but we haven't had any major issues, none. So when I say major issues, I think we had some minor slowdowns, but you got to figure out how to tweak it out a little bit, and you fine with it. It's like anything else. Nothing just works for some reason, whatever. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can comment on the stories. You can watch live, listen live, be involved with other people smarter than I am in the chat room. Okay. So we were talking on the other side of the break about California becoming the first state to ban discrimination against natural hair.
Now, again, I'm just going to say it because it's based on the people I've talked with. My mother was a hairdresser for like 107 years. Dreadlocks are not natural. They're natural from a standpoint is, you know, before they had shampoo, I guess, you had to cut your hair once in a while because it didn't look like hair anymore, if you know what I mean. Well, she got upset. This Jones woman got upset because she couldn't get the job she wanted because of it. It was in a call center. I would imagine you'd have to be doing, you'd have to be putting headsets on or something like that, and nobody would want to touch them afterward. I'm sorry, it's just the truth of the matter. It's, especially if the dreadlocks came from letting your hair get dirty and not, you know, not combing it and that kind of stuff. Jones sued the company in 2013 for discrimination and her lost wages. She didn't have the job. I mean, she really didn't even have the job yet. Her claim was dismissed last year. The NAACP filed a petition to bring her case to the Supreme Court, who declined to hear the case. She just didn't make it. You know what? This is funny. So the court wouldn't hear the case. The labor board wouldn't hear it. The Supreme Court wouldn't hear it. So Gavin Newsom steps in to right the wrong. She just didn't make me feel like I wanted to be there, Jones said. Jones isn't alone. In August 2018, Louisiana sixth grader Faith Finity was kicked off school grounds because her braided hair violated school policy. A few months later, wrestling officials told a New Jersey high school athlete, Andrew Johnson, he would have to cut his dreadlocks in order to compete. Now, that one I don't know about. That one's like, unless of the rules of the competition, then you follow the rules of the competition, period. You know going in what it means. You may have beautiful flowing hair for a guy, and you go in the military, guess what? It's going away. You can fight all you want to. It's gone. So, you know, again, we want everybody to bend the rules for us. We want everybody to make it better for us without really, really thinking about what it does for other people, what kind of precedent it sets for other people as well. I don't know if I, no, I don't want to do that. Sorry. That's boring. Look, I already told you about Kamala Harris, right, and Elizabeth Warren. They can't seem to get it pulled together. You know, they're lying about what went on in Ferguson. And I think, you know, it's like in my book. I have a whole chapter on why do they have to lie to win. So this is not new. They've been doing this forever. Right? I like this one, too. I don't know if this is true or not. But Trump says, I'd love to see Kaepernick back in the NFL, but only if he's good enough. You know, just think about that. Everybody's talking about what a great thing he did and all that, but most of the people I talk to that are into sports, that know sports, say he was terrible. He didn't play well. The bunch of reports, you know, with all the stuff going on around the world, the only thing the reporters could come up with, should Colin Kaepernick get another opportunity to play in the NFL, one reporter asked. Trump responds, only if he's good enough. Now, you know the people on the left are now thinking, oh, yeah, sure, because only people on the right will go looking to help this guy out. I mean, sure, come on, think about it. I do get a kick. I get a kick out of a lot of this stuff. Todd Starnes. Gotta love Todd Starnes. I was going to do the story a little while ago, and I just forgot about it. I got too caught up in this stuff. So Twitter targeted Todd Starnes because his book contains sensitive content. So the mainstream media and other television anchors are focused on El Paso instead of Dayton. Right? Because the Dayton one doesn't fit their narrative. That Trump is a racist. I mean, actually, it was a lefty, flat-out, screaming lefty that shot up Dayton. A good many people on Twitter saw the posting, but many others were unable to see the message because Twitter labeled the post as sensitive content. This is why Starnes is urging readers to listens to subscribe to his newsletter. And same thing for me. Subscribe to my newsletter as well. It's the only way we can get the message out sometimes. But Starnes's, you know, book, Starnes's, just put out information on the Dayton shooter. He said the shooter had an extreme, was extreme left. And if you looked at his Twitter feed, it was laying down left. And Twitter couldn't handle it. It's a true statement. His Twitter feed was extremely left. So what they did was they took the picture down. And they put up, in order to view it, you'll need to change your sensitive media selection. You can find this under the safety selection on your privacy and safety account settings. Twitter says, I hope this hasn't caused you any inconvenience. Sure. They're not coming after us. I actually got a fight with somebody on Facebook going, really? You think they're not coming after us? I go from, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people on my Facebook page down to 300. At one point, I mean, they totally wiped out the page. On Twitter, we went from 60,000 followers to, what, 13? All within a couple of days. We kept pushing to find out what it was. We were told, oh, they were just purging the system of dead, non-active people. And two of those accounts were mine that they purged for being non-active. Apparently, I thought it was posting on those accounts. Apparently, I was posting on somebody else's account. Hey, anybody see AOC lately? Is she alive? She's been awful quiet, hasn't she? She hasn't come out with much or said much. And of all papers in the world, I mean, the last dumb thing she said, because she's going to show up again. All right, the last stupid thing she said. She said the New York Times was aiding, I think some of you heard about this, aiding white supremacists. See, what happens now is the left, and they're doing it to their own. That's what makes it so cool. So the left, if they don't like the way you think, what you do, how you do, then you're a white supremacist, no matter what. Right? I mean, Ocasio calling Nancy Pelosi racist. Are we serious? Some of you guys heard about the New York Times last week caving to the leftist pressure after it wrote a fair and accurate headline about President Trump's remarks. And you couldn't have that, right? Your front page said, Trump urges unity versus racism. We did. However, they rewrote it because they got so much heat from people in Hollywood and others, they decided it wasn't worth the aggravation to tell the truth. We have, nobody has the guts, nobody has the spine, nobody has the thick skin it takes to do this anymore. In the New York Times, so they released the second headline so they wouldn't have any aggravation. And I guess the second, can I see this title on the second one? I love this. This is just so funny that they do this stuff. Stand up for what you believe in. Why wouldn't you? Second, so they totally changed it. The second edition, they changed it to assailing hate, but not guns. Right? And again, this goes back to them all thinking they have the right answer. They all think they know what's right for you, what you should think, how you should think. And it's just wrong on so many levels. Put the title out there. Let people deal with it. Be a strong paper. Show that you got some spine. You're not just totally left-leaning all the time, 24/7. And then again, Ocasio comes out and says, hey, look. I hold the NYT accountable for helping to support white supremacy. And they cave. Show me senior health. Don't cave. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.